Hi, guys. It's Phil Henry, along with General Galen Shaw, Margaret Gray, and Bud Dickman. And we have with us Jay Santos of the Citizens on Auxiliary Police on the line.
Now, Jay is in Carolina, where they have been monitoring the shooting down of this alleged Chinese spy balloon.
Margaret calls it alleged. I think we're...
Yes, alleged Chinese spy balloon. Jay Santos at the headquarters there. Jay, where are you exactly?
Margaret, right now I am at the headquarters of the Carolina faction of auxiliary police officers of the auxiliary police faction. I'm not exactly sure. We bring in Jim. Come on over here. Jim Santavan is with us, Phil. And
What is the gentleman's name?
Jim Santavan. Jim?
Yes.
Jim, what is the name of your organization?
Well, we are associated with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We're the Carolina faction of auxiliary police squad members.
That's the name of your Carolina?
Carolina faction of police squad members, the CFOPSSM, is what we is. Excuse me, is what we are.
No, I understand. I have Phil Henry, Margaret Gray, Bud Dickman, and General Galen Shaw in California on a Phil Henry show, if they could speak to you.
What are the people again?
Hi, Mr. Satafray, is that it?
Jim Satafras.
I'm sorry, Jim Satafras. Hi, it's Phil Henry, sir, and...
Well, I'm doing the handoff, Phil.
Go ahead.
This is Phil Henry, and...
Yeah, I was just talking to him.
Right, well, I'm going to do the handoff.
You're going to do the hand what?
Hi, never mind. Jay.
I'm doing... This is Phil Henry, Margaret Gray, Bud Dickman...
And General Galen Shaw, that's right. Sorry.
Yeah, thank you, Jay, and we do want to hear from you. So, Jim, you are the head of the Carolina faction of auxiliary police squad members?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what is it that you guys observed over there? Did you see the balloon come down?
We saw the balloon come down, and we were loath to report it originally, as Jay can tell you, because as the news media was checking in with us and asking, okay, can you see it? Can you see it? We had eyes on it from the time it crossed the North Carolina border to the point that it entered the coastal waters of the United States of America. We had eyes on it. But when the fighter jets intercepted it and essentially compromised the integrity and it began to come down, it was difficult. It looked for us, and Jay, you can...
It looked like sperm.
It looked like a sperm coming down, and...
Well, why were you reluctant to report that?
Well, ma'am, why was I reluctant to report that?
We were reluctant, Miss Gray.
No, I'm talking to the gentleman. I'd like to talk to him.
All right, fine. He wants to talk to you.
Yes, ma'am.
Why were you reluctant to report that?
Well, ma'am, because of yourself and other female members of the... my instinct was to say, here it comes, it's coming down, it's coming down, it looks like sperm, it looks like sperm. And once I did that, and I looked at the assembled faces of the news media, and it was in my mind because I had them on the phone.
Oh, hold on, Jim, if you don't mind, it's Phil Henry. I want to get this clear. You guys were, what did you have, binoculars?
Yes, we had binoculars. We had eyes on it, okay?
I understand you had eyes on it, sir. This is General Shaw, and I've been in the military, so I know what you mean by having eyes on it.
Okay, so you know what I mean. When you say you've got eyes on something?
Yes, I know what you mean. You've got some kind of a viewing device, binoculars or something. Where were the other members of the media? Where were the other police officers?
Well, I was in touch. We had a phone line open to the Cougar Gazette and the North Carolina Tattletale. These are two of the biggest... circulating bi-weekly and I guess they're semi... What is it when it's every 2 weeks?
Semi-weekly. Semi-monthly.
What?
It's every 2 weeks is either bi-weekly or semi-monthly.
I got it. Jim's sort of stunned. He's... Why don't you sit down and get yourself a glass of water?
Well, Jay, what are we talking about here? So they had eyes on it. I get that already.
Yeah, they had eyes on it, and they were talking to certain members of the media and telling them. But when they came down and it looked like sperm, it suddenly we didn't know how to say it. And
well, you're saying it now.
Yes. What's the problem now?
When you talked to me earlier, Jay, you said, "Yeah, it looks like..." You said it looked like a cum drop.
Okay, would you knock it off?
All right, sorry.
That's what I'm talking about. See. Yes, I told the kid that.
Well, but why don't you just say it looks like the balloon's been deflated, and it's coming down in a very, it looks like a deflated balloon.
It's coming down like a what?
Never mind.
Hey, Jay, get...
I'm fine now. I just had to sit down. The balloon come down in a 12-mile, you know, the 12-mile, outside the 12 miles. What's inside the 12 miles? Is that...
That's American territory.
Okay, yeah, it was outside American territory.
In international waters.
In international waters, yes, Mr. Hendry.
All right, so it looked like it had been deflated, which is interesting. What kind of material do you think, General?
Well, I think...
Hold on, General, what kind of material?
I have no idea what kind of material they use to construct these things, but obviously it has to be flexible enough to contain whatever kind of gas. They used to use helium, they use hydrogen, at least the last I heard, but who knows how they're making these things? Do you know, Jay?
That sounds about right. Use of hydrogen.
Well, how do you know?
Yeah, how do you know?
Excuse me, Dick. Is Dickman involved in this, too?
Yes, he is.
God damn it.
Yeah, Mr. Hunter, we theorize it's helium, because helium is not as flammable as hydrogen. It's very, very flammable. Hydrogen is what was in the Zeppelin.
That was in the Hindenburg.
Yeah, in the Hindenburg. Now, the only problem with helium, and it may sound like a joke, but if you have these craft that are manned by human, this is why they're robots. That's why this is basically a robot balloon that was flat. Because if you've got a man, they get a lung full of helium, then they start to sound like a mouse. They start to sound like mice. You've heard that before. Haven't you ever sucked on helium, Mr. Hendry?
Yes, I understand, but I doubt seriously whether that would happen. Nonetheless...
Well, nonetheless, so...
I think it's helium, but which one's more flammable?
The flammable is hydrogen.
Well, I know that, yeah, they use... Who knows if they're... What? It doesn't make any difference. They shot it down, it looked like it deflated.
Yes, it did. They shot it down, unless they just use hot air. If you've ever been out to the desert, or you've been to some of these places... I took my wife on a honeymoon out to Peabody Creek, and they had hot air balloons. They literally had the air, and they had a... It looked like an outdoor fire pit, and they were pumping that hot air up into it, and we sat back, and they had white wine and cheese.
Okay, we are...
Well, what's wrong with that?
Nothing at all. We're talking here with Jim Satterfan.
Jim Satterfan, yes, sir. Jim Patterson. Jim Safaran.
No, you said Satterfan. I'm going to go with that, sir.
Oh, come on.
No, wait. And Jay Santis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police is with us here as we talk to these two gentlemen about the Chinese balloon that, Bud, you...
Yeah, you said it was a robot balloon?
We feel it was a robot balloon, that there were, that it was not... If it was man, we just killed a human being, and I don't think we did.
No, it was not man.
All right, okay. So it was a robot balloon, and that the whole nature of that, we discussed that, Jay and I were talking about it. We took a break, a much-needed break, and sat down and had a piece of apple pie and a much-needed root beer. And we discussed whether or not this was in terms of a robot. Well, you know, Jay.
Mr. Henry, Jay Santos here. We feel that it was a robot balloon, not because, you know, there's no people there, but we do feel at this time that it was remote controlled.
How do you know that, Jay?
I'm sorry?
How do you know it was remote controlled?
Well, it's going, it's flying over America where it wants to spy, hello. You know,
all right, that may well be, although it could also have been set on its course according to the upper atmosphere drafts, things like that. The Japanese did this during World War II.
Wait,
what are you talking about? What do you mean, Phil?
What do you mean, Mr. Henry?
The Japanese, look it up. The Japanese put in the air hot air balloons that were designed to cross the frontier of the United States, the border of the United States, and set forest fires in the Northwest. In fact, one of them landed. It had an explosive device. It killed a woman, a mother in Oregon. Look it up.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
What are you? That sounds like some far-out stuff right there, Mr. Hendry.
What do you mean, Phil? What do you mean? What do I mean? Look it up. All right, God. Phil, we're just asking. The Japanese launched hot air balloons either toward the end of the war or you know, sometime around that were designed to land and ignite and set fires in the United States, in the upper Midwest and upper Northwest. It was the summertime, I believe. We had very, very dry forests during that time, and it did, in fact, ignite a few fires. And in one instance, one of these balloons landed. It was approached by a woman who was in the woods with her kids or her husband or something, and there was some kind of an explosive device that detonated and killed her.
You ever heard about that, Jim?
I've not heard about that. Let me check it out with our people. and find out of their veracity.
Well, just look at a history book, okay? Okay, guys, so what have we learned here? What do we know?
Well, right now, Phil, the balloon, it came down.
Yeah, it came down and it looked like a sperm, and then what?
It came down and looked like a sperm. What do you want me? Well, I could just tell you that we're here, we're monitoring, okay? You know something, General? I'm here 8 hours a day. You want to know why? Because I get the job done. The Citizens Auxiliary Police, along with the Carolina faction of volunteer squad police officers, is that it?
Yes, I think that's it. Let me look it up. Chimbro, what's the name of our... Carolina faction of the... No, it's the Carolina faction of volunteer squad police. We can never get it right, but we hope and pray that we continue our association with you, Jay.
And with you as well, Jim. Thanks so much for being here. Phil, we got under control.
What do you got under control? Never mind.
You know what, General? Some people do. Some people know how to do things, and other people is talk show hosts. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks very much.
All right, isn't that nice? All right, so what's the next step here, Jay, now that this balloon has been shot down? Has the reclamation started?
Yeah, that's a good question. What have they found?
Well, I don't doubt, Mr. Henry, that once all of the debris is collected and analyzed at the Central Intelligence Agency, which is the CIA, I'm sure they're going to find, you know, that there was some spy equipment and technology, what they can observe.
Well, what kind?
Well, I think there's probably some telescopes or cameras that they look down at the Earth and see what they can see. I don't know.
We think, Mr. Henry, that once the debris is collected by the Central Intelligence Agency and analyzed fully, that there will be spy equipment of some kind, surveillance technology, not unlike that used, let's say, by the U-2 aircraft of the early part of the 1960s.
Are you talking about U-2?
Not the group, okay?
No, not the band we're talking about.
This was a spy plane. Okay, gentlemen, thank you very much. Jay, I appreciate that.
You're welcome, Phil. It's Jay Santa, Citizens Auxiliary Police, reporting from North Carolina.
Well, Jay, I got one more question for you. As you sit there and you've been talking to other members of the media, you talked to the North Carolina Tattletale or something?
We talked to the Charlotte Bugle and the North Carolina Tattletale.
What other member? Is there international media there? Is there, for instance, Chinese media?
We have on good account that there has been Chinese media. We have on good account there's been Japanese media too. Jay Santos reporting from the North Carolina where the balloon come down.
Wait, okay, Jay, one more thing. I know that you're there with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I know that you're there with Jim and the Carolina Police Faction.
Carolina Police Faction.
It's okay. Carolina Police Faction of Police Squad.
Police Squad member.
Okay, I know that you're there. Are there other members? Are there other volunteer police agencies? Have you seen the FBI? Have you seen, any other federal agencies?
I think we saw the FBI. I know, I'm pretty sure we did see the FBI. They had on suits, and they kept putting their fingers in their ears. That sounds stupid, but I can tell you they look like federal officers to me. Jay Santos reporting.
Oh, you don't have to keep saying that, Jay.
Whatever.
Jay, thanks a lot.
You might go get something to drink.
Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. That guy, so he's out there with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and the only thing we found out was that when they shot the balloon down, it looked like sperm.
Yeah, that's kind of what, but I mean, I think that's an interesting detail.
Why is that?
Because you're not going to hear nobody say that.
No, you're not going to hear anybody say that, because what difference does it make? They shot the damn balloon down. But I'm telling you the truth about that. Now, what is this thing about the Japanese? Look it up, man, if you want, in you know what, Bud?
Yeah, okay.
Here's right here, Mr. Henry. Okay, here's an article in history.com. There's also a Wikipedia called the Fugo Balloon Bomb, which was an incendiary balloon weapon deployed by the Japanese against the United States during World War II. Let me just, it was a hydrogen balloon. I gotta get my glasses on. Here it is. Here, try these. Thank you, Margaret. I've got
Davidson, you look stupid wearing those butterfly glasses.
They're Margaret's, okay?
He's got to be able to see.
They look like you look like your Dolly Parton or something.
Well, you never mind. Okay, here it is. The Fugo. A code Fu weapon was an incendiary. I'm not lying to you guys about this. Go ahead and, as they say, Google it. It was an incendiary balloon weapon
balloon bomb deployed by Japan against the United States during World War II. A hydrogen balloon measuring 10 meters, 33 feet in diameter. It carried a payload of two 11-pound incendiary devices plus one 33-pound anti-personnel bomb.
That's what killed the woman.
I'm assuming, yeah. We're going to get to that story here in just a second. But or alternatively, one 25-pound incendiary bomb and was intended to start large forest fires in the Pacific Northwest. Now, one of them got, I think, as far into the interior of the United States as like the upper. When I say upper Midwest, I'm talking about North Carolina, North Dakota, South Dakota.
Montana?
I don't know. Between 1944 and April of 1945, the Imperial Japanese Army launched 9,300 balloons from sites on Honshu, of which about 300 were found or observed in the U.S. and Canada. 9,300?
And they only got 300?
I guess, with some in Mexico. The balloons traveled on high altitude and high speed currents. This is the brilliance of the Japanese engineers. They developed these balloons that would travel on the jet stream.
Interesting.
Right. That traveled on the jet stream and used a sophisticated ballast system to control altitude. The bombs were ineffective as fire starters due to damp conditions, causing only minor damage and six deaths from a civilian incident in Oregon in May of 1945. That was the lady who was killed.
Civilian incident.
Yeah. There's a whole thing. You can look all this shit up. Let me see about the death of this poor woman. Here it is. May 5th, 1945, six civilians were killed near Bly, Oregon, when they discovered one of the balloon bombs in Fremont National Forest, becoming the only fatalities from enemy action in the continental U.S. during the war. Reverend Archie Mitchell and his pregnant wife, Elsie, drove to Gerhardt Mountain that day with five of their Sunday school students for a picnic. Jesus.
Good Lord.
And while Archie was moving the car, Elsie and the children found the balloon lying on the ground. A large explosion occurred. The four boys, Jay Gifford, Dick Patsky, and Sherman Shoemaker, Edward Egan, were killed instantly, while Joan Patsky, age 13, and Elsie died several minutes later. A bomb disposal expert guessed that the bomb had been kicked. Military personnel who arrived on the scene saw that the balloon still had snow beneath it, while the surrounding area did not. They concluded the balloon had drifted to the ground several weeks earlier and had lain there undisturbed until found by the group. The press blackout in the U.S. was lifted on May 22nd to ensure that others were warned of the threat. How about that?
Jesus. So what's that called? A Fugo?
That's what they call the Fugo bomb. But it was basically a balloon bomb launched by the Japanese that traveled on the jet streams to get to the United States, intending to start large forest fires in the Pacific Northwest, but conditions weren't very dry, and nothing came of it.
Well, that's a new one on me.
Yeah, I guess same. I didn't know anything about that, the Fugo. It's kind of funny, though.
No, it ain't funny. No, it's not. Because people died, okay, bud?
Yeah, bud. God damn, have some respect.
Okay, man, but it's called, God, Fugo.
Okay, yeah. That's funny. People died, but let's give Bud his laughs.
Shut up. Come on, Mr. Henry.
All right, Phil, give the kid a break. Come on, Phil. Come on.
All right, sorry.
Boy, you guys, what I wouldn't give for a hand grenade.
Oh, my God.
Jesus, Margaret.
All right, I'm kidding.
We'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley, and they'll be talking about the Winter Tech that are coming up out there at Western Estates.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. You never had it so good.
Hey, folks, this is Jim Satteran, and I am the head of the Carolina Faction of Volunteer Police Officer Squad. And I'd like to tell you that a subscription to the Phil Henry Show website is worth every penny. I never even heard of Phil Henry before. But someone said, why don't you go ahead? And I said, well, since I'm going to be on his show, will I get one gratis? Will I get one comped? And they said, no, you won't. So I said, all right. So I went ahead and I sprung for the, actually, it's less than $10 for 1 month. And you can get a whole year's subscription for less than $7 a month when you average it out, according to what they told me. And I tried to do it, but I couldn't figure it out. I just bought, you know, I can't figure out how to average. Anyway, I got a backstage pass, and I've been enjoying the Phil Henry Show's digital show, as well as the many radio shows that are going back almost 30 full years of Phil Henry's classic radio show. If you haven't gotten a backstage pass, there's something seriously wrong with you. Take it from me, Jim Satterfran, head of the Carolina Cougar Police, saying, excuse me, that was a sneeze, saying, get a backstage pass, the greatest value online other than porn. Really?
Bobby Dooley joining us now from the Western Estates Homeowners Association at the Wintertacular. Are you guys still planning it, Bobby?
Yes, Phil, we are. At present, we're still in the planning stages. Can you hear me? Because I'm hearing a lot of music there.
I'm sorry, but...
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Yes, we're in the planning stages. We're in the plan...
But turn it the hell down! Sorry, Bobby.
Sorry, I slipped.
Yeah, you slipped.
Yeah, Phil, we're still in the planning stages.
Can you hear it? Because I was in the other room. Nobody could hear you.
I got it, Steve. We're still in the planning stage. The Wintertacular kicks off this weekend, Phil, here in the month of February. We delayed it a little bit. We were going to have it in January, but we decided we'd kick it off. How do you say that good?
We'd kick it off.
Yeah, we decided we'd kick it off 8th, 9th, 10th, on the 11th, February 11th, 2023, right? All right, Steve, I'm just at February 11th.
So this coming weekend?
Yes, this coming week. God, Mr. Ed, you went,
this coming weekend.
Well, that's what you're saying, right?
Yes, Phil.
Phil, you sounded a little panicked.
You sounded a little bit panicked there, Mr. Hendry.
All right. Bobby, your Wintertacular is kicking off this weekend. Tell us some of the highlights.
Well, the highlight I think everyone looks forward to is when I make my entrance. As you know, we have the fashion show. We have the under 16 fashion show. We have the fashion show for our full figure women. We have the fashion show for our circle of taste women, which would include me. And that's only really about 6 or 7 women who have qualified to be in the circle of taste.
What is the circle of taste?
Well, the circle of taste, you know full well what it is, Margaret.
I'm asking on behalf of our audience, Bobby. Bobby, the audience doesn't know.
All right. Well, I would think they do after all these years.
Yeah, but some new listeners.
All right. I'm out of breath.
The circle of taste are women, and Bobby, they're cool.
The circle of, you have to weigh under 125 pounds. Your body fat has to be under a certain percentage, and we do a nude walk. In other words, it's not just about having good taste in furniture, clothing, cars, and if you will, men.
What does that mean in men?
It means,
you know, the husband's got to be presentable. You know.
All right, Bobby, so the circle of taste is never mind what the circle of taste is.
Yeah, it's a lot of women, a lot of shallow women.
No, it's not a lot of shallow women. No, it isn't. And I get that all the time, and I'm getting sick of it. Just sick of it, Steve.
You dropped the phone, Mr.
I'll be over here. I'm having dinner.
Well, what happened to her? Get her back on the phone.
Ms. Gray wants to talk to you.
Blow it out her.
Did she just say for me to blow it up my ass?
Bobby.
Yes.
You know, that is really rude. Okay, so you don't... So we're not asking the right questions about your circle of taste.
It's always very insulting, Margaret. I'm sorry if there are a number of women here that other women want to emulate. Okay? From our figures, from... Yes, okay, I'll say it, even though you've turned it into a crude joke. My high-shaped rear end. Thank you.
You just dropped the phone again, Mr. Henry.
Have her come back to the phone. If she does it again, we can conclude the report.
Mr. Henry says he's going to hang up if you don't...
All right, yes.
Hey, Bobby, no one's trying to embarrass you. We just want you to define the circle of taste. Okay, so there's a circle of taste. That's the fashion show. The full-figured woman's fashion show?
Yes, we want to include all of the gals here at Western Estates. And a lot of these gals, they're wonderful gals. And they volunteer their time for...
What do they volunteer their time for?
For different charities. There's a charity for children who limp. I forget the name of it.
Charity for children that limp.
I'm sorry, Margaret. I don't have it right here in front of me.
All right, okay.
There's another charity for kids. The kids that are bald, you know.
In other words, kids that have cancer?
Is that the bald ones, Steve?
There's a charity for bald kids.
All right, never mind, Mr. Dooley. We got it.
Oh, my God.
Are you blowing him off?
No, yes, as a matter of fact, we are, Bobby. Let's get to some of the fun things. Aren't you having a... When does the Winter Queen make her entrance?
Thank you, Margaret. The Winter Queen, that's me, and I make my entrance on Saturday night at 8 o'clock. I make my Winter Queen entrance through the promenade at the community center onto our community pool. It's all lit up with purples and greens. It really is lovely, and I am wearing my long, flowing Winter Queen gown.
Now, I know that Steve does the Polynesian dance of the Summertacular. What does he do here?
Steve will be Ice Boy, And it is really, I know Steve doesn't like, Ice Boy, he's the main, if you will, the main sentinel who guards the Winter Queen. And Ice Boy dances in front of her, throwing ice crystals. What's wrong with you?
I don't like being Ice Boy.
You know, you're really messing us. So anyway, can you cut that out?
Yeah, we will.
We will cut that out.
Steve loves being Ice Boy. He dances. Steve, tell him how you dance.
I dance in front of, as she comes out, I dance and I throw ice crystals in her path.
How are you dressed?
I'm wearing a ski suit with a large conical hat. It's like a sorcerer's hat. Here.
What happened?
I'm sorry, I laughed.
Oh, listen to him. I laughed.
Yeah. You know, Mr. Henry, it ought to be you.
I'm sorry. Phil, all right, so you wear like a long conical sorcerer's hat, and you're dropping ice in the path of the Ice Queen.
It's the Winter Queen, thank you. I know you did that on purpose.
Yeah, the Ice Queen.
Margaret.
You did that on purpose, didn't you?
No, I'm sorry. No, I did not, Bobby. The Winter Queen.
Yes, I am the Winter Queen.
And hell follows with me, okay?
She dropped the phone again. He's laughing.
Get her back. I'll talk to her.
It's Margaret Gray.
Yes, Margaret. I don't like being laughed at by the men.
I understand. The men laughing.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Was that a man?
General. All right, so the Winter Queen will come out, and everybody's going to be loving that. That'll be on Saturday night. And Steve is the Ice Boy. And what else?
Then we kick off our dance, our dinner and dance, and that culminates with the Full Figure Woman fashion show. And that's, you know, people have had a lot of drinks, and everyone's, you know, Steve.
Yeah, everybody's liquored up and having a good time.
So that's when the big women come out.
The big women are coming up.
Mr. Henry just went.
Sounds like him.
Hey, Bobby, you need to talk to me.
Yes.
So the big women come out, and you guys are liquored up, and what?
We have a couple of laughs. Jesus
God, Mr. Henry, what's wrong with that, man?
What do you mean by a couple of laughs? What are you doing, Bobby?
Nothing. We're having the fashion show. The big women come out, and we're just, you know, yeah.
Yeah, just going, hey, there she is, starting at left tackle. Just stuff like that.
Boy, that is... Okay, thank you very much for telling me that. Now I can tell everyone to avoid the Winter Tacular.
I have been a longtime guest on your program, Mr. Henry.
You're going to mock people like that, Bobby. That's cruel and ignorant.
Okay, we move the fat women to...
The fat women?
I mean, move the full-figured women to Sunday. Let's do... All right, we'll have the Circle of Taste women.
There you go. Have the Circle of Taste women come out when everyone's liquored up. See what they say then.
I won't stand for that. My wife's one of the Circle of Taste. Oh, my God, what do you think's going to happen?
Don't worry about it. I can handle a bunch of drunk middle-aged men. Don't worry about it.
Hi, Bobby.
Bobby, you know, the instincts that you have for this Winter Tackler sometimes amaze me.
Thank you. I'll take that as a compliment.
Well, it wasn't meant as one. Having the full-figured women, man.
Yeah, but you know what, Phil? At the end of the day, at the end of all Bobby Dooley appearances, when I have finally spoken what I need to speak, and I've spoken what I spanked, you know.
But you spanked, but you've spanked.
Yeah.
You spanked it? What?
She didn't say that.
I didn't say spank.
Hey, that's my wife you're talking to.
That's what she said.
She said when she's spanking.
When I have finally said what I need to say, who's laughing, who's having a good time, who thinks I'm the funniest thing this side of braces?
Phil Henry!
She dropped the phone again.
If she goes butch and hangs and drops the phone one more time, she's off this show for good.
Mr. Henry said if you...
I heard him. I'm sorry, Phil.
Thank you, Bobby. Good luck with the Winter Tacular.
Well, are you going to be here?
Am I going to... I didn't know I was invited.
Yeah, did you send...
I sent out an invitation. Oh, shit, I forget.
Yes, you're invited, Phil.
All right, well, I'm going to come solo.
Oh, Jackie's still in Florida, huh?
Yes, she's in Florida. I'm coming solo. Thank you very much for the invite. I'll look forward to the Ice Queen and...
The Winter Queen, not the Ice Queen.
Jump!
And I could tell...
Oh, man. She's great, isn't she?
Yeah, but you know something, Phil? That woman, as we've often said, she's just this far from a straitjacket. I'm General Galen Shaw.
World-famous Phil Henry Show.
I'll do it. The world famous.
Your voice is cracked. The world famous Phil Henry Show is
executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Here's Bud Dickman.
What am I supposed to do?
Get a backstage pass.
Yeah, that's it. Get a backstage pass to the Phil Henry Show. Get it now. Now. Okay? Okay.
Yeah.